store is a bad influence on you.
I saw this incredible movie.
Oh, Mark. Scared me to death.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my boss said this would be funny. Oh. I thought an alien would be funny, too, but I guess not. Is it good for you?
Mark, I know you're working at a novelty shop, but please don't bring your work home with you.
I'm sorry, Min. Wait. Oh. Let me help you dry off.
Alone, all right? I'll do it myself.
I guess I don't understand very much about Earth humor.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Believe me, I have a few bleams to understand you orcas. By the way, what is this message you left for me?
NFCSTHWCO.
And what does that mean?
Nefkastwaksua.
And what does that mean?
Nelson Flavor called and said that he would come over. Well, see, I'm practicing shorthand so I can have an exciting career as a credit neurologist.
Nelson Flavor's my cousin. What? He's the son of my crazy rich aunt.
What's a cousin?
Somebody who's related to your parents.
Oh, you've struck a sore note there, Mindy. I'm a test tube baby. Even I'm not related to my parents. Why have I never met this man?
Oh, he's just so straight. All right, you want to know what he does for a living? He manufactures attaché cases.
Sounds like a brief career. Right, but that's his bag, though.
He's the kind of guy that you always get the feeling he's trying to sell you something. You know, he's always slapping you on the back and trying to shake your hand.
Oh, combination mugger and masseuse.
You know, you always have a way of looking at the bright side of things.
Well, I have to, Mindy, because you see, today I got fired from my job.
Oh, no, Mark, not another one.
Yeah, I sold a whoopee cushion to a deaf man.
We have 3 music students left. We're starting to run kind of low on money.
Well, I have another possibility for a job today. I'm going to feed the animals at the zoo.
Oh, yeah?
Especially the baby elephants. I thought maybe I'd take them out for some Chinese food. Yeah, but probably MSG will make them a little bit hyper.
Yeah, probably will, Mark. Well, that sounds like something you can probably handle.
Mindy McConnell, how you doing?
Just fine.
Nelson Flavor at your service.
I know, Nelson. Gee, I'd give you one of my cards, but I left them in my other dress.
What a little kidder. Oh, we used to have such F-U-N.
Nelson, I want you to meet my good friend, Mark.
How do you do, Mark? Two little kidders.
Working in a novelty shop.
A lot of fun. Well, Mindy, the reason I stopped by is you're my most favorite cousin.
Oh.
Hey, wait. Honesty time. You're my only cousin.
Sorry.
And I just stopped by to say, hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. Since Dad and Grandma sold the music store, I've been teaching music on the side.
Great. Now, with me, there's fantastic news. I've decided to go into politics.
Oh, gee, I guess that means I won't be getting an attaché case this Christmas. Oh, darn.
Oh, yes, you will. You see, the city council post is just a part-time job, so I'll be keeping my business.
Oh, well, I wish you the best of luck, Nelson. But isn't the election over a year away?
Oh, yes, it is. I gotta start now if I want my name to become a household word.
Oh, like fungus or Johnny Mop.
Sort of. You see, Mindy, the reason I stopped by is that there's so many, many women in my district, and I wanted to ask you what they think.
About what?
Anything. Radioactive fallout. What do women think about radioactive fallout?
They're against it.
Hell no, we won't glow.
Fascinating. There's a lot more to this politics business than meets the old eyeball. This city council post is the stepping stone to the pinnacle, the ultimate.
Owning your own gas station.
Almost. I want to be the next vice president of the United States, like my hero, Walter Mondale.
That's quite an ambition.
You think I'm aiming too high? But that's what I want out of life. I've studied everything about Walter. You know, he lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I read that he lives in obscurity.
Friend of yours. I want to have everything that Walter has. I want the power. I want the glory. Everything.
Well, excuse me. I'm a little confused about one thing. Isn't it the purpose of every politician to serve people and help them?
Heck of an idea! You know, that's crazy, but it's just crazy enough to work. I'll do it to help people.
Hey, listen, Nelson, if you really are interested in the female point of view, why don't you hire me?
Yes, you could be my campaign staff. How soon can you start?
Sooner, if necessary.
Good, let's go.
Hey, Mort, will you call Jeannie and tell her I can't meet her for lunch? Oh,
yes.
Tell her I got a job.
What? And have a great election.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's gone.
Minerva! Have you seen Max?
Cigar.
Sure. Big joke till somebody gets hurt. You could put an eye out.
Okay, you see, fellas, it's like this. You get this broomstick. You put a little tape on the end of it. You hit the ball, and then you run after it. See? Kind of like baseball.
Okay, let me get this straight. There's absolutely nothing about this game that will help me grow as a person.
I've never heard it described like that. It's stickball. You know, it's, you play it in the street. You know, you run from sewer to sewer, and, you use a car for first, and then you, like, a garbage guy for second. You ain't a man till you hit three sewers, I'll tell you that. It's a heck of a game.
It's, super.
Okay, well, so much for bringing the Bronx to Boulder. You know what? You should have told him the stick was organic.
These people are incredible.
They don't even leave me tips. Oh, there is one guy, however, who does tip me transcendentally.
Oh, good. Next time, give him a transcendental burger. No buns, no meat.
You know, Mork and Mindy are the only normal ones we've met.
All right. Well, speak of the devil.
The devil? Yay, though he wandered around, he can hide in the crap block and nail you. Come forward now. He can leave the potato salad. Do you know why? Say pourquoi, if you know why. Do you believe, or are you asking me possibly pourquoi?
Pourquoi?
Butter, come on home, you believe.
Well, at least Mindy's normal.
How you been?
Not bad. I got fired from another job.
Oh, no, sit down. What happened this time?
Well, you know, I was supposed to feed the baby elephants, so I gave them peanut butter, and their trunks got stuck to the roof of their mouth. Then one of them sneezed and blew himself across the zoo. But it's all right, though. I've got an idea for a corporate franchise. It'll be called, Mork's Ice Palace.
Oh.
And my motto will be, I only have ice for you, the best you ever thaw.
It's a great idea, but what are you going to do when summer comes?
I'll stop production. I don't want to flood the market.
Look, don't be discouraged. I must have tried a dozen different things before I found something I really liked.
Running a delicatessen?
No, lying in the sun.
Boy, I gotta tell you, Mork, I am really proud of my big brother here. He gave up all that just to put me through med school.
Wish I had a job so I could be proud of me.
Oh, come on, don't worry.
Hiya, Mork! Nice to see you. How's it going? Mindy said I could find you here. Are these your friends?
Oh, Nelson Flavor? This is Remo and Gene.
How do you do, Remo, Gene? Say, are you folks registered voters?
Yeah, we are.
In New York.
Awfully nice talking to you people. Listen, Mork, I've got a little problem. I wonder if you could help me with it.
And that's good thinking. He'll make it a big problem.
Remo. I've got too much work. Far much more work than Mindy can possibly handle. I'd like to hire you, too.
Me? Did no one else hear you mean me?
Oh, joyous exultation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hot dog. Yeah. Whoa.
I'm okay now.
Hey! Out of the way, boy. Play hard to get.
Mindy said that you were very conscientious, so I'm going to make you my executive assistant.
Oh, an executive? Does that mean I don't have to work now?
We'll take a meeting on it.
Fantastic.
Welcome aboard.
Glad to have you on the team.
Thanks, NF. When do I start? And have your service call my service.
Right away. And you can call me N. In fact, you can call me anything you want, but don't call me late for dinner.
I love that joke.
Mork, good luck.
Hey, Marco, don't blow it.
Hey, wait a minute. Mork, what are you doing? with that money.
Well, I always see people forget it, though, so I'm going to find it one day and give it back to him.
Mort, that's my money.
Oh, yeah? Describe it.
Round and silver.
Boy, is my face red.
Yeah. We'll see what flavors they got. Flavors. High political innuendo. Yeah.
I had no idea political activism could be so stimulating.
Really? I'm kind of bored.
Well, at least we're getting paid.
Yeah, $80 a week isn't much.
Wait a minute. Did you say $80 a week?
Mm-hmm.
He's only paying me $60.
That's because I'm an executive.
You're an executive. My title is office girl.
Well, you give me a dress and I'll be an office girl.
Well, how are we doing today, team? How are you doing, Mindy?
Well, that depends, Nelson. Why are you paying him more than me?
Oh, he's an executive.
So what does that mean? He gets a bigger stapler?
That means that he does all the important, difficult jobs. So you're free to make coffee.
What are you, Nelson? Some kind of a male chauvinist? Look, I don't mind making a little coffee every now and then, but there's no reason why he shouldn't, too.
Well, all right. I'll go get a pan and fry some up right now.
I'm sorry, Mindy. I thought making coffee was what women did. Isn't it genetic?
Oh, sure.
Some negative vibes right now. You want me to hire another girl?
Why not let the boy do it?
Well, I was just going to back here alone.
This entire subject is academic. I have some very important news. Are you interested? After close scrutiny of my financial status, I've decided that I could only afford to pay one of my assistants.
No. The first job I was ever able to keep, and I wasn't able to keep it.
Oh, no, I don't want to fire you. Your work's been excellent.
Well, you sure can't fire me. You'd die of thirst.
That's true. Therefore, in the true spirit of American competition, I'm going to let the two of you battle it out to the death.
Can't I? I care a lot about Minnie. Besides, what would I do without me?
No, that was a kind of a figure of speech. I'm going to observe you for a couple of days, and I'm going to choose one of you.
Oh, let her have it, please. She needs a job more than I do.
Oh, wait a minute, Mark. I do want the job, but you can't just give up. If you want something, you got to fight for it.
I don't want to fight you.
Yeah, but it's not that kind of fighting. Competing is healthy.
Well, are you going to compete?
Sure.
All right. I don't want you to compete against yourself, so I'll compete too.
Good boy. And I wish you good luck. And may the best man win. Any coffee?
Sure, okay. Listen, I have it right here, just the way you like it. It's ready and waiting.
Oh, I didn't want any with cream.
Oh,
you don't want it with cream? Hey, I have the history of coffee right here. We've got your cappuccino. We have a little bit of espresso right there. Whoa. We've got your coffee with cream, without cream, with sugar, with lots of sugar for your hypoglycemics, and coffee with no coffee at all.
Oh, listen, can you hear inflation? Too late.
Very, very, very impressive. Very impressive. But why do you have one without coffee?
Well, it's kind of a zen coffee. Doesn't keep you awake at night and gives you kind of that nirvana buzz.
Very efficient. Very efficient.
Efficient. Me, Morco. Min.
Yes?
Are you mad?
Do I look mad?
No.
Mork.
Min?
I'm mad.
But we both tried to do the job as best we could.
I know. You're busy trying to prove you can hold a job, and I'm busy trying to prove that Nelson's a sexist.
Don't all humans have sex?
See, there are just some people that believe that men are more capable than women.
That's ridiculous. Men and women are equal throughout the universe, except on Venus.
Well, yeah, what's so special about Venus?
Well, the dogs rule the planet, and the cats have to make the coffee.
The point is we're acting ridiculous. Look at us. So let's try to handle this situation in a mature, adult manner. Okay?
I agree.
Excuse me, can I help you?
Well, I hope so. I sell prosthetic dog ears for Doberman Pinschers.
Yeah, I'll help you better, though.
Well, I got a problem. I cater to the curb trade. I strictly can't...
Well, if you have a problem, I happen to be Mr. Flavor's personal secretary.
Well, I'm his personal executive secretary, and I'll kiss and make him better, no lie. Now, where is Mr. Morgan?
Don't mind him. He's really not a well man. I, on the other hand, am a very capable woman who is privy to even the most top-secret aspects of Mr. Flavor's campaign.
Yes, but I'm his campaign manager. Say it with me now. Nelson Flavor. You know what I'm saying? Nelson Flavor. No, Flavor, it's vanilla. We're talking vanilla. All-American, melting in the hot sun. Yeah, moist with a cherry on.
Sir, I wish you'd come out of there. We're really trying to help you.
Something going on here?
No. No, just trying to hold the ball up. Foundation's weak.
What was that?
Big rat.
Who's in there?
Pinocchio.
Flavor?
Yes, I am.
I got a problem, Flavor.
I'll help you with your problem, but first you'll have to come out of the closet.
Well, I don't think that's his problem.
Okay. Tell the goons to take a walk first.
Is that all?
No. Look, I'm in canine prostheses. Mm-hmm. City's tearing up the pavement in front of my store. I thought maybe you could stump it.
No problem. I'll take care of it personally just as soon as I'm elected. You have Nelson Flavor personally to thank. Here, have a hat. Take this brochure, read up all about me. Don't thank me. Thank the friend who gave us all those contributions.
Word of advice, Flavor. With these two around, I wouldn't run for office. I'd run for cover.
Nelson, don't you think there's probably a good reason why the city is tearing up that man's sidewalk?
There is? This is probably a more complex issue than I thought. Mark, give me a full report on this subject.
Right, and then. All right, how was this one? How about this for byline? Sidewalks aren't all they're cracked up to be, need concrete solution.
Fantastic! I love the way this boy thinks!
Wait a minute!
What a mind! Did you hear that?
Nelson, shouldn't I write that report? I mean, after all, I was hired first. I have seniority.
Well, so now you're pretending to be a Mexican.
If you want to get elected, you're going to have to pay attention to the women's vote. Now, what about Mrs. Hodges? She's the head of the Women's Political League in Boulder. She's a very important person.
Yes, that's true, and she's a woman, too. And my landlady, Mrs. Burns, she's a woman, too.
They're everywhere.
I can help you with all of them.
This is becoming harder and harder about every... You got the political savvy, and you've got all the contacts. More! Prepare a report on who you think I should hire for this. Give me it in triplicate, give me the original, you keep a copy, and throw a copy away.
Nelson!
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. I tell you what, I'll make my decision this evening. You two take the night off on me. And I'll see one of you later. Get it?
Hi, Mindy. Maybe you're right. You should be mature about this. Deal with it as adults. I'll tell you what. I'll race you home.
You forget. I have wheels.
Aha! But I've got more of them! Are you still mad at me?
Mark, do I look mad?
Oh, yeah.
You're catching on.
Min, what's wrong? We used to have so much fun.
I know, Mark. It's all because of this dumb job.
Well, you take the dumb job.
Oh, no. Listen, tell you what. Tomorrow morning, we'll both go down there, and we'll both tell him that if he can't find the money to pay us both, then we'll both quit. It's a deal?
That's a deal.
Okay.
In an awkward, we call it a partnership or a group corporation.
Really? It's the same thing on Earth.
It's
small world, aren't it?
I'll get it. Excuse me. I wonder who that is.
Sounds to me like someone with knuckles.
Hiya, Mindy.
Hi, Nelson. What are you doing here?
Well, I was out politicking in the neighborhood and thought I'd come by. I've made my decision.
Well, we've made a decision too, Nelson. We've decided that no job is worth what you've been putting us through. And Mark and I care for each other very much, but having to compete like this is making us act like different people. And we don't like those kind of people, so you either hire the both of us or we both quit.
I accept your resignation.
That's none of your political jargon right now. I don't want any Nixonisms. I want the real truth, an honest answer. Come on now, clown prince. How about right here? I'm ready for it. Let me have it.
That was an answer. We're out.
We are?
I'm terribly sorry, but I realize I have a moral obligation to hire a minority. I'd like you to meet her. Susie! Oh, it's for you.
She's a minority.
Swedish.
Should help you with the bleached vote.
Just one more thing, Mindy. I'm speaking to a women's rights rally tomorrow, and I wanted to know what's a good subject to speak about.
How about looking nice for Mr. Wright? I think they'll really respond to that.
Thanks. Well, I'll see you guys later. Us blondes are gonna go have more fun. Rod Stewart.
Okay, Mr. Stewart?
No, we're not going to see Rod Stewart.
Well, I've lost another job, haven't I?
Oh, Mork. Look at it this way. You've already got a job observing Earth, right?
Right.
And you're doing pretty well at that, right?
Well, I guess you're right.
Well, so what does it matter that you're having a little bit of trouble finding the right Earth job?
Huh? Doesn't matter.
Good. So at least we're friends again.
No.
What?
Because we haven't sealed our partnership.
Oh. All right, well, on Earth, we do that by shaking hands.
On Ark, we do it by trading clothes.
Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
So, Mork. Did you finally get that job you've been talking about?
Oh, not exactly a bloatness. It seems here that on Earth, everyone finds a need to compete with each other. They compete in sports, in work, in everything.
What do they get if they win?
Something called an ulcer, sir. I don't know what it is, but it must be something wonderful because everyone who's successful gets one.
I guess it'll be a while before you put an ulcer on your mantelpiece.
Oh, no, shoot, Chief Smoke. Although Minnie and I did have a competition.
Oh? Who won?
We both did, sir. We decided to stick together.
That's very good, Mort. You're learning about cooperation and maturity.
Oh, yes, you're preaching us. I've learned that even though you win that ulcer, it's no fun if you've lost the one that you wanted to share it with. Till next week. Nanu, nanu.